Today we're going to be diving into Psalm 27 as a part of Lent this year. We're going to be preaching from the Psalms, and I know that Pastor MB also talked about praying through the Psalms and things like that last week. So this week's Psalm, we'll pray it here shortly, but I'm going to go ahead and read it now, is Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Should I fear anyone? The Lord is a fortress protecting my life. Should I be frightened of anything? When evildoers come at me trying to eat me up, it's they, my foes and my enemies, who stumble and fall. If an army camps against me, my heart won't be afraid. If war comes up against me, I will continue to trust in this. I have asked one thing from the Lord. It's all I seek, to live in the Lord's house all the days of my life, seeing the Lord's beauty and constantly adoring God's temple. Because he will shelter me in his own dwelling during troubling times, he will hide me in a secret place, in his own tent. He will set me up high, safe on a rock. Now my head is higher than the enemies surrounding me, and I'll offer sacrifices in God's tent. Sacrifices with shouts of joy. I will sing and praise the Lord. Lord, listen to my voice when I cry out. Have mercy on me and answer me. Come, my heart says, seek God's face. Lord, I do seek your face. Please don't hide it from me. Don't push your servant aside angrily. You have been my help. God who saves me, don't neglect me. Don't leave me all alone. Even if my father and mother left me alone, the Lord would take me in. Lord, teach me your ways because of my opponents. Lead me on a good path. Don't give me over to the desires of my enemies, because false witnesses and violent accusers have taken their stand against me. But I have sure faith that I will experience the Lord's goodness in the land of the living. Hope in the Lord. Be strong. Let your heart take courage. Hope in the Lord. That psalm is just, it's beautiful because it's kind of lays out like a story almost. It lays out like you experience the whole thing as the author's writing it. My notes say this, and I mean this in the best way possible, but at times it felt like an emotional roller coaster. There, it starts with these beautiful affirmations of God in the midst of trying times. And then it goes into a brief moment where the author is fearful or feels that God's presence has left them. And I don't know about you, but I've felt that from time to time. But then even in the midst of that, the author kind of reiterates those affirmations of God in almost a way to maybe remind themselves, maybe remind God of God's character, or even teach or remind the audience that may read or come across the psalm later. The psalm then goes on to talk about the possibility or what it's like to be abandoned, and the fact that even in the midst of abandonment, God is the one who brings people in. It's just a beautiful psalm altogether. And I think my favorite part about it was the ending. I really liked verse 14. Hope in the Lord. Be strong. Let your heart take courage. Hope in the Lord. We see the author go through all these different sort of situations, talking about enemies surrounding them, encampments coming up nearby them. But they don't fear, they don't waver. And it's almost as if the psalmist is trying to, it honestly just, in the midst of whatever it may be that we're going through, the psalmist is just reminding us that it's going to be okay. Hope in the Lord. Because even armies squaring, I don't want to say squaring up, but armies coming against the author, God provided protection. In the times where the author felt low, God lifted the author up. So if I can give anything to you from this psalm this week, I hope it's verse 14. Not even my own words, the psalmist's words. Hope in the Lord, be strong. I like the be strong part. It's almost as if a reminder, like, you have the strength. Be strong. Let your heart take courage. hope in the Lord. So like I said, if there's anything that you take from the psalm this week, I hope it's that last passage. But just be reminded that in those times of trials, in those times where you may not feel God's presence, God is still present. God is still around. God is still moving. Almighty God, we thank you for today. We thank you for the Psalms. We thank you for authors who have come before us and written down experiences, written down songs, stories, and that we still get to acknowledge them, read them, learn from them. Almighty God, as we move forward through the rest of the service and on with our week, I pray that we have our hope in you. That if we come across any sort of trials or any sort of struggles, that we seek strength. We pray all these things in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.